Let's pick up Mary, and she wants to talk about her mom, who is a little bit weak at this point. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am.
And how old is your mom?
Oh, she's 98.
Whoa, no wonder, huh?
Yes.
And how much does she weigh?
She weighed probably about 140.
140. Well, you know, the funny thing is that the single most important thing that I know of you can do for the best health of anybody is to support healthy digestion. Mm-hmm. At her age, she hasn't produced hardly any HCL for some time. So you'd have to start very, very carefully with her, maybe a half a capsule. And mm-hmm. maybe after a few days, you'd go to a whole capsule. But nothing is going to help the whole body with its energy and function like being able to digest the food again. So that's got to be number one. Number two to me is always getting food that doesn't require digestion. So what you can do is if you have the time, the resources, and the purposecacity, you can make some fermented raw food. Now this is like warm cooked food, but it's fully fermented, so no digestion's required. So during the transition, while we're trying to get her body acclimated to seeing a little great HCL again, we would be bringing in food that require no HCL. How's that for a deal?
Oh, okay.
And I think you may see a lot of strength and energy return to the body. So let's talk about what would a fermented raw food be. Well, an example would be sauerkraut, okay? That you could get, that's one example, but what your mom really needs is fermented mushrooms. So what you would do is you'd go to the store and you could buy button mushrooms, but better yet would be shiitakes, S-H-I-I-T-A-K-E, okay? No portobellos, though, okay?
Oh, okay.
And so then what you'd do is you'd take about a cup's worth of mushrooms, and you would put it in an ultimate chopper, something that's going to chop it up real fine. And then with that, you're going to add 1 teaspoon of vinegar, like our vintage vinegar. And to that, you're going to add about a half a teaspoon of miso. And there's only one brand out there that I recommend. It's Yamabuki, Y-A-M-A-B-U-K-I. And it's plain, okay, no flavored one. All right, now you blend all this together. You can throw a tablespoon or two of water into it. And then after it's all blended, you're going to cover it and put it on a warming plate. And in 6 hours, you're going to have a gourmet treat for your mom. And no HCL is needed. And you can begin to do this with her vegetables. You can do it with whatever food she likes. And I'm going to tell you, in 10 days, you're going to have a new human being. And you're going to just slowly increase the HCL. You started out at 1/2 cap, and after maybe a couple days, you're going to try 1 whole capsule, okay? And you're going to build up, since she's 140 pounds, you want to slowly build up to about 6 HCL and 3 activator, always about half as much of the activator. And you give her this end of meals, okay? And then at the start of the meal, you want to give her 1 quantum digest. And maybe after a week, I'd go to 2 quantum digest, and that's where you would stay, okay? You wouldn't increase it beyond that. All right, so now, Lord willing, she's got a little more strength and energy. I'd also be looking to see if she would be willing at breakfast to eat some bananas. And these would be helpful for potassium and for other minerals. And I'd also be trying to get into her about a half teaspoon, and then after about 10 days, 1 teaspoon of pink salt or air-dried sea salt.
Okay.
And this will help her to make her own HCL.
Okay,
I think you're going to like what this does. Thanks for your call, Mary.
Okay, and thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.